Welcome to Inside Education on 103.2 Dublin City FM. I'm Barry Hennessy. Sean Delaney is off this week. Inside Education is your weekly look at news and issues from the world of teaching and learning both in Ireland and internationally. If you've missed a programme, you can listen back to our online archive at insideed.com. You can also download our weekly podcast on iTunes. On this week's programme, we'll take a look at how Irish teenagers got on in the major international survey on knowledge and awareness of citizenship matters. The International Civic and Citizenship Education Study surveyed 14-year-olds in nearly 40 countries around the world. Joining me on the programme to discuss the findings and issues raised are Dr. Lorraine Gillies, Research Associate at the Educational Research Centre in Drumcondra, one of the authors of the Country Report for Ireland, and Dr. Clodagh Harris from the Department of Government at University College Cork. Clodagh is a lecturer with extensive experience in the promotion of active citizenship, including outreach programmes. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, I think we will begin with you, first of all, Lorraine, just in terms of this particular report that's just been published. It's a major survey, I understand, carried out, as I say, in close to 40 countries. So maybe if you might just begin by just giving us a general outline of the study.
Well, ICCS was a survey of second-year students carried out in 2009, and it looked at students' civic and citizenship knowledge and also their attitudes in various areas such as gender equality, democracy and participation in society. And in order to place the students' results in context, teachers and principals also completed a questionnaire.
So we said roughly 40 countries took part in the study. I suppose one question people will have is, in terms of the countries that were selected, were they all fairly similar countries in terms of, say, their economic status, all the rest of it? What sort of countries were involved here?
Well, there was a very broad range of countries and cultures involved. As you said, there were 38 countries. 26 of these were European countries, but the others were ranged from Mexico to Guatemala, Indonesia, New Zealand and Thailand.
Okay, so a fairly broad mix of countries and cultures all over the world. I mean, how were the countries selected to take part?
Yeah, well, this was a study of the IEA, which is an international association which looks at evaluating educational achievement across the world. And any country which is affiliated with the IEA would have been invited to participate in ICCS. And then it was up to the country themselves to decide whether or not to participate.
Okay. Roughly what type of methodologies were used in carrying out the survey?
Yeah, well, as I said, it was a representative sample of second year students, and they completed a pencil and paper test, which took about 45 minutes. And they also completed a questionnaire, which took 40 minutes. And then teachers and principals also completed a questionnaire with a pencil and paper format.
And the type of knowledge that they were being asked for in this, I mean, was it similar maybe to what's on the CSPE course in Ireland, or what type of information was being sought?
Yeah, well, it was similar in some ways to CSPE. The knowledge was in four broad areas. It looked at civic society and systems, civic principles, civic identities and civic participation. And I suppose, say, one example would be, say, students were asked about ethical consumerism. So they were asked about reasons why somebody might refuse to buy shoes which were made in a factory where child labour was used.
Okay. I'm going to bring in Clodagh Harris from UCC at this stage, who is joining us on the line. And Clodagh, you have documented the history of citizenship education in Ireland. And it's the story, is it not, of an aspect of our education system that was fairly neglected until recent years?
Yes, that's true. I suppose in the early years of the state, when the state was first formed, it wished to re-establish Irish culture after years of British colonial rule. So the emphasis in education at that time was to look at, promoting the language, promoting a view of Irish culture that was defined largely by its language, its arts, its sporting traditions. And this all occurred at that time within a mainly Catholic-controlled education system. And schools were to be the prime agents in this revival of kind of Gaelic culture and Gaelic, the re-establishment of Gaelic civilization. And in the early years, certainly, the Catholic Church did not favour the creation of a kind of separate single school subject on citizenship, because the church itself believed that moral education and personal development were best taught through religious education. And if we look back to the early decades of the state, the church had a significant role in providing resources to maintain educational provision. It saw this as part of its pastoral mission, but also it had considerable amount of physical and intellectual resources in the area of education, and the governments of the time were reluctant to challenge this, because for a start the church had overwhelming majority support, and also the new state neither had, I suppose, the political will nor the finances to challenge the power of the church in education.
Nonetheless, Clodagh, there are those of us who would have gone to school before CSPE was introduced who will have something at the back of our minds about doing a subject called civics in school.
Yes, and I was one of those too. Exactly. What happened was, I suppose, in 1966, around the time of the introduction of free second-level education, this also coincided with the 50th anniversary of the 1916 Rising, and we saw then the introduction of a new mandatory but non-examined secondary school subject, which you've mentioned there, civics. And really what happened, I suppose, there was an enthusiastic start to that subject, but by the 1970s it was a dying subject for a couple of reasons, I suppose, due to a shortage of trained teachers, and also because it was only 1 hour a week, it wasn't examined. There was a perception that it was less important, and in many cases it was often taught at the same time as religion was taught.
I might just bring Lorraine in very quickly at this point, because obviously the current CSPE syllabus in schools, which is what young people of the age of 14 who took part in the survey are doing, is still timetabled for just one period a week. Do we know anything from the young people who took part as to what their attitude towards CSPE is?
Well, students weren't actually asked specifically about their attitudes towards CSPE, but their teachers were. So teachers gave us some information on how they teach CSPE or whether or not they teach CSPE, and what they would see as priorities in the subject.
And I mean, for example, going back, Clodagh, to the period you're talking about, you know, from 1966 onwards, my recollection as a schoolboy myself is that it was a subject that very much focused on political institutions and the state and all of that.
It did, but also I think it might have, and I'm not certain that I'm an expert on this, on civics, sure, as it was back then, but I think it varied also from maybe school to school and teacher to teacher a little bit too. I mean, obviously there were certain core aspects to it, and the aim was to inculcate values such as civic responsibility, moral virtue, patriotism and law-abidingness. My memory of studying it many years ago was that we learnt exactly a little bit about the institutions, some bit about maybe political parties, but also we learnt, I remember relearning the national anthem, both in Irish and in English in it.
Lorraine, is the focus in both this particular study, the ICCS study, but also in CSP, it's somewhat broader?
Yes, I think there's very much an emphasis nowadays on trying to get active participation in society. So it's not only about knowledge of institutions or knowledge of laws, but very much to foster a spirit of active citizenship as well.
Sure. Lorraine, Ireland seems to have scored fairly well in this particular survey. I know that the past few months have been ones where we have been somewhat calling into question our international standing in the aftermath of PISA and everything else. But in fact, of the 40 or so countries involved here, overall we've come in about seventh, is it?
Yes, indeed. Ireland performed well on this study, and students were ranked seventh on the test of knowledge. And it was also good to see that the majority of students expect to vote in future national elections, and we found positive attitudes towards gender equality and these kinds of issues as well.
Mm. So in terms of our strong points, the gender equality is one that you mentioned, and expected participation in elections. You know, what are our 14-year-olds' strong points when it comes to civic awareness and citizenship?
Well, we found that students value participation in school. So while they may not always have as many opportunities to participate as they would like, they do value participation. And also they have positive attitudes towards equal rights for all ethnic groups, for example.
Hmm. There are one or two issues, though, that did arise, aren't there, in terms of, for example, perhaps a slightly lower favouring of European integration compared to people in some other countries, and perhaps some hostility towards migration issues?
Well, in general, as I said, students had positive attitudes towards equal rights for immigrants. Yes, on some of the measures of European unification, students in Ireland did score somewhat lower. But in general, students had positive attitudes towards Europe.
And it's interesting, despite what we might think about the changing nature of Irish society, a far higher proportion of our 14-year-olds still regard themselves as being religious or belonging to a particular church than would be the case in many other countries.
Yes, the vast majority of our students did identify with a religion, and about 40% of them said that they attend weekly services outside of school, and about 3/4 of them as well said that religious beliefs are an important influence in their lives.
Okay, Lorraine, where do we fall down? If we fall down, are there particular areas, say of knowledge for example, that would be weak or weakish in Ireland?
Well, about 10% of our students scored below level 1 on the test, and level 1 is seen as a very basic level of civic knowledge. So about 1 in 10 of our students have very, very basic knowledge in the area of civics and citizenship. And I suppose another area of concern would be that boys achieved a lower overall average score than girls. So there would be some room for improvement in the scores of boys, although that is similar in most of the countries participating in ICCS.
And when we look at the kind of students who tended to perform less well, obviously you mentioned the gender issue, needless to say. Is it fair to say that those who performed less well tended to come from more disadvantaged socioeconomic backgrounds?
Yes, certainly we found that socioeconomic status was associated with achievement. We also found that students who speak languages other than English or Irish at home achieved lower scores than students who speak English or Irish at home.
What about, say, the nature of the school? Because you've mentioned, for example, that students are, they want to become active participatory citizens. But I understand that Irish students often feel that they have a fairly limited influence on their own schools, particularly through student council or involvement in the running of their schools.
Yes, students were asked to what extent they think that their opinions are taken into account in various issues such as when school rules are being devised. And quite a small proportion of our students felt that their opinions are taken into account to a moderate or large extent. So there would seem to be room for improvement in involving students and particularly maybe student councils when schools are coming up with policies for rules or...
Just strictly out of interest on this one, students who would have come from schools where maybe they felt more involved, did these students tend to be more engaged or aware overall, or is there no link between those two issues?
Well, there's actually a very interesting link that students who perceive that they have more influence at school actually achieved a lower civic knowledge score. And this is something which we need to explore further. It is something which is found in the literature internationally as well. And it could possibly be related, I suppose, to school type in Ireland, where we found that students in vocational schools felt that they had more influence. And possibly that could be somehow related to achievement as well. But it is something we would need to examine in more detail.
I'll bring Clodagh Harris back in at this point, because as Lorraine has just suggested, in terms of looking at the scores, those who did well, those who did less well, in terms of knowledge and awareness, socioeconomic factors appear to have played a significant role. Clodagh, I think from your own work this won't come as a particular surprise.
In some ways yes, and perhaps in some ways no. What I thought was very interesting about the report, and Lorraine has mentioned it there, is that that the young people, regardless of their socioeconomic status, had an interest in political and social issues. Now that For those of maybe a lower socioeconomic status, those who are less affluent, their levels of civic knowledge were lower. And I suppose I think that's very interesting. There's something somewhat encouraging that there's a strong it's not related to their political and social interest. It shows that there obviously is an interest in political issues and perhaps even an appetite for information. What it seems to me from just initial thoughts around this is that it suggests that something perhaps isn't working in terms of how information is being either communicated to these students, or maybe their interest in gathering information on it, because it certainly shows that they have the interest, they wish to be active participatory citizens. I suppose it refers to other work as well on literacy levels, because that's something that the report flags up as well. It hypothesises that a basic level of literacy is needed to access the knowledge and the information on the courses, and I suppose that's not just an issue for this subject area but for other subject areas too.
Well, just in relation to Clodagh's first point there, I think it's interesting how you're mentioning students' interest in politics and social issues. One thing which we did find was quite important was that students who discuss these issues with their parents on a more regular basis tend to have higher levels of knowledge. So this is obviously something which can be done independently of socioeconomic background. Students can discuss these issues with their parents.
Absolutely, and I suppose that might be also one of the reasons why your report saw that the students who were brought up in homes where English or Irish was not the first language had, I think, lower levels of information or knowledge, and that could be perhaps because at home what's being discussed might be a different democratic system, that the different reference point for discussion around politics, it might be the country of origin of their parents rather than necessarily the Irish political system, and it might be different media, be it print or broadcast, that is accessed in those homes.
Yeah, the other, in relation to your second point about the literacy, we also found that students who read less for fun had lower levels of knowledge. So this would be something which would be quite important to try to, you know, improve the standards of students reading for fun.
And something else that occurred to me in the report too, I thought that was very well presented in the report, was again, I suppose, referring to research that has been that has shown that the practice of streaming students can reinforce and magnify kind of social class and achievement differences, and that practice is still used in Irish second level.
Is the suggestion here basically that if you take a kid at the age of 11 or 12 and you put them into a lower ability stream, that to a certain extent they regard themselves, dare I suggest, as being less important? Is that what you're suggesting, Clodagh?
Not necessarily that, but I suppose it means that maybe it can pigeonhole a young person at a young age and not allow for the fact that we mature at different levels. And that we mature, you know, that for example, some 12-year-olds might be more mature in their development than other 12-year-olds.
Right.
And I suppose if you stream somebody throughout the course of their second cycle, their second level education. And also I think the report showed that most of the students took CSPE in what they referred to as their base class, so their class. So, and those classes often tend to be streamed. And it can, I suppose it can also, in some cases, lower expectations. Within the class.
Well, there's no shortage, obviously, enough of educational research, Lorraine, suggesting that streaming does just that, doesn't it, with young people, that it does negatively impact on the expectations of those who end up being in weaker ability classes.
Yeah, so while this report wouldn't focus specifically on streaming, I know it's something that the ESRI would have done a lot of work in. And yes, in general, we would obviously be concerned about boys becoming disengaged with the system. And I believe that streaming has been associated with that.
Sure, in the argument being that it, where you have ability banding, that it's boys who tend to disproportionately make up the lower ability groups.
Yes, I believe in studies such as PISA, we would find a much greater percentage of boys at the lowest proficiency level, more so than girls.
Just going back, I suppose, to the broader socioeconomic point, Clodagh, I suppose what I should add here is, in addition to your work within the walls of UCC, you've been involved in quite an amount of outreach, I understand it, including, if I'm not incorrect in this, going into places like Cork Prison, for example. Am I correct in this, where you've tried to encourage more participatory citizenship?
You are correct. What I have indeed been involved in a number of outreach programmes and in the delivery of a voter education programme, which your listeners are probably familiar with. It's one that was developed by the Vincentian Partnership for Social Justice. It's around active citizenship, and it's a voter education programme that is a community education programme that's based on the principles of Paulo Freire, and it's a series of three workshops that looks at, I suppose, linking a person's vote with their voice and looking around maybe issues that are of concern to a community and promoting participation first and foremost in voting, but other forms of participation too. And we have, myself and some students here, we have delivered this programme, are these workshops in Cork Prison, and in the run-up to the last local and European Parliament elections with the migrant community here in Cork.
Can you suggest, I wonder if it isn't bold of me to ask you this, but can you, are there particular measures? Let us suppose, for example, that a school principal or CSP department looking at the outcome of this, who would recognise perhaps the profile of their student body from among the groups who maybe haven't, you know, don't score so well in terms of knowledge and awareness. Are there measures? Is there anything that they could look at doing to try to improve that, do you think, Clodagh, based on your own knowledge and experience?
I suppose there are a couple of things. Firstly, I think the literacy issue is a big issue, and I know that Lorraine has already mentioned the OECD kind of PISA report, which has shown how that is an issue and how that can have an impact, obviously, on a child's education. And I was relieved to see that literacy has been flagged up in the programme for government, and a specific action plan around it, and I suppose time will tell whether that's followed through. I think literacy is key, but also there are other ways in which this could be achieved. There's a greater need maybe for community education too, because as Lorraine mentioned, most of us are socialised through our families. We're socialised particularly in our political actions through our families, and in some cases many of us who took the civics way back haven't taken CSPE. There hasn't been a lot of citizenship studies in second level education pre, say, 1997, with pre kind of CSPE introduction. And also for new members of the Irish community, for those from the migrant community, and others who have an interest in politics but might not necessarily know where to get their information from, there's a role for community education programmes, not just the active citizenship programme, but even programmes on introductions to Irish politics and society.
And of course, what's interesting, Lorraine, here is that one of the findings in the study is that whilst students tend to have a very good passive knowledge and awareness, there isn't maybe as much emphasis on active engagement in the community within CSP as it's currently done. The action projects tend not to involve parents or community terribly. So there would perhaps be a little bit of a roadmap there in terms of how the issues that Clodagh is raising could be dealt with.
Yes, I think in general there is room in the Irish system to involve parents to a greater extent. It is something we found that parents in Ireland, according to school principals, aren't involved to the same extent as maybe parents in other countries. So that would certainly be a possibility. And as you said, we did find that teachers and students don't participate in community activities to the same extent in Ireland as in other countries. I suppose the thing just to highlight is that maybe students get these opportunities a little later. So in third year, as you said, they do action projects. In transition year, a lot of students would have a lot of opportunities to do projects in the community. So it may be just that second years haven't yet had these opportunities in Ireland.
And you're listening to Inside Education on Dublin City FM with Barry Hennessy, and we're discussing citizenship education today in the particular context of the report of the International Civic and Citizenship Education Study that has come out this week. It was coordinated in Ireland by the Educational Research Centre in Drumcondra. My guests here are Lorraine Gillies, who's one of the authors of the Country Report for Ireland, who works at the Educational Research Centre, and on the line from Cork, Dr. Clodagh Harris from the Department of Government in UCC. And we've just, I suppose, been discussing there the issues of what can be done to perhaps broaden the outreach within CSPE, particularly to try and raise standards of attainment in citizenship education among those from more disadvantaged socio-economic groups. But there's perhaps an even bigger issue, which is that CSPE, as it is currently done in schools, is done only in junior cycle, and in the couple of years leading up to a person's full participation in Irish democracy, there is no proper structure, Clodagh Harris, in schools to try to continue their citizenship education up to the crucial age of 18.
That's true. I know that the Democracy Commission report, it called for kind of the introduction of citizenship studies as a unit in transition year, and also called for, you know, politics and society, for CSPE to become a leaving cert subject as well, so that those who wanted to continue to study politics and indeed sociology could do so. That has been shelved at the minute, I believe. It's not off the agenda. A few other things, I suppose, that could be done certainly in schools are the scope for action projects in transition year. And something that occurred to me in the previous discussion that we were having too is that the report showed that students who had the opportunity to have in-class discussions benefited from those in terms of their attitudes and also in terms of their knowledge. And it occurs to me that future developments in this type of work, particularly the methodology that's used in teaching and the methodology used for the action research project, it's very resource intensive. It requires a lot of time, commitment and indeed resources on the part of teachers if you want to break the large class into smaller groups to conduct action research and indeed bring in parents to be involved. It would require a strong commitment from the Department of Education and Science.
One of the issues, of course, with CSP, I suspect, is that for quite a few teachers, it is still a subject that is kind of making up the hours in their timetable. Did you pick up, Lorraine, you know, in terms of the surveys that were carried out among teachers and principals, you know, what's the kind of the perception or the standing of CSPE within schools?
Well, teachers of all subjects were asked what they consider to be the key aims of civic education. And in Ireland, there was quite a high emphasis on knowledge, so knowledge of institutions and knowledge of laws. I think there is still something of a perception that, well, CSP is only for one class period a week. And, you know, that while certain methodologies are used in CSP, as Clodagh said, you know, around action projects, that these haven't yet quite got out into other subjects. So it would be something which would be good if these methodologies were more widely used in other subjects, you know, students being actively engaged in projects and these kinds of things.
But was there any relationship between the issue that Clodagh is after raising, which is the atmosphere, the climate of the classroom, the encouragement given to the kids to express their opinions, to debate with each other? Was there any, you know, did this come up at all in the study, a link between kind of the way the subject is taught and the outcomes achieved?
Yes, absolutely. We found that students who believe that they have an open climate for discussion, they achieved higher civic knowledge scores. So indeed, it would be good to foster a very open climate for discussion in our schools and to very much value the participation of young people.
And it's interesting because, is it a fair assumption to make that perhaps going back to the earlier issue of ability banding and its tie-in here, that perhaps the classes that would be the lower stream classes, as it were, might be places where, due to discipline and a range of issues, there might be less emphasis on discussion, maybe?
Well, that's not something which we specifically looked at, but I can imagine that you could have an open climate for discussion in any class.
Well, my thanks to both of you for taking part in the programme, to Clodagh Harris from UCC, from the Department of Government there, where she is a lecturer in government, and to Lorraine Gillies, who joined us from the Educational Research Centre in Drumcondra. And as I said, Lorraine, one of the authors of the Country Report for Ireland in the International Civic and Citizenship Education Study. Thank you both very much for taking part. And the ICCS report in full is available for download on the Educational Research Centre's website, that's erc.ie, and we'll also put a link to it on insideed.com. And if you work in a school, you can expect a copy to come through the letterbox in the next few weeks. Well, that's it from this week's Inside Education. You can listen back to the programme on insideed.com or download our weekly podcast on iTunes. Until next week at 7:30 on Sunday and 3:30 on Monday, this is Barry Hennessy saying thank you for listening. Goodbye.